Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast nationwide around the world. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Well, you're not listening.
You got me, we got Scott with three T's and Ziggy here today. And today, Scott, your third T stands for ticked.
Ticked, twisted, tumultuous. I'm a mess today.
Okay.
Today I'm going to be grumpy. You're going to need to be the positive one.
It sounds like it, because I was expecting to be the grumpy one today, like I usually am. But today, if we get to it all, we have Balboa High School students in San Francisco becoming the new Hitler Youth as they protest for Gaza. A follow-up to one of our first stories, well, one of the stories we did on our first shows, I should say. The lady who faked her own kidnapping, she has officially been charged.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get to that one, because you got a great joke for it. Greta Thunberg, our youthful environmentalist, she's a Nazi, and she's paying for it now. So I got a couple stories on that.
Do we have to talk about that one?
Please, can we? Because I got a great how dare you joke. And
and then crazy on the way.
Yeah, why don't we start there? I don't have one, because I didn't see anything crazy. This sounds like Ziggy did. You did. You can't hear. That's why.
Well, I want to give a tribute out to Taylor Swift today, actually.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, and I got a great Taylor thing that we can do. So, don't let me forget it. I got to look it up, though.
Anyway. That's an oxymoron, right?
What?
You have a Taylor Swift thing that's great? That's got to be an oxymoron.
No. We do not have a Taylor Swift thing. I've made my feelings clear on her, but her and her football pal. I got some stuff related to that.
Travis Kelce's the real deal.
No, he's not.
Yeah, we're not hating on him.
Yes, we are.
I'm a football fan.
No, that's okay. No, he's a Bud Light drinking, Pfizer shilling.
Whoa.
And I have other things to say, but there's mixed company here today. So why don't we start with your crazy on the way, and then we can move on to other things.
Well, so as we get started, reminded, you can email us, drakeandscott@gmail.com. Send us an email. If you want to sponsor the show, let us know via email. Anyways, if you can't spell Drake and Scott with three T's at gmail.com, then don't email us. Anyways, we got this crazy on the way thing.
We want them to email us. Don't be
no, if you can't
be snarky with the listeners.
If you can't spell basic stuff, you're disqualified. You're canceled.
Okay. Let's get to
your thought I would cancel anybody.
Let's get to your thing so we can.
Well, we've been doing this crazy on the way thing, and crazy stuff just on the way to the show. And today, hi, it's me. I'm the problem.
You're the problem today. <It's me. laughs>
Okay. I listened to my first Taylor Swift song, and I kind of liked it, actually.
Oh, come on.
Wait, I didn't just say that, did I?
Uh-oh.
No, she has a couple of good ones.
I actually listened to the words. It was pretty good. She's talking about she's the problem or about something. I didn't get into it to really get deep, but the main line is, hey, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. And I can identify that with that today.
Okay.
So yesterday, I had to drive down to L.A. and back in the same day. So I got back midnight something, and I'm a mess. I'm exhausted. My whole body aches. Couldn't sleep. Woke up and tried to get here, and my whole morning routine was thrown off. And so I just walked out of the house and got in the car and the whole thing. Now I find myself without my phone, and I forgot my reading glasses, and I'm trying to figure out what else I forgot.
How are you even functioning right now?
I'm not.
Are you going to talk about why you had to go down to L.A.?
No, not really. it's too soon. The story's developing, so I want to wait when there's more material to use.
Okay.
And find out how I keep from incriminating the guilty who caused it. They might be listening. And
I think he wants to get back to talking about Swifty.
No, I'm officially off. I know I'm the problem today, and that's okay. And I don't have my phone, so I can't keep time. I can't get messages.
Yeah, I got the time. That's all right.
Well, so from here, I go to my day job, and I'm thinking about, instead of swinging by the house and getting the phone, I was thinking about having a day where I'm phone free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that might be crazy on the day, not just on the way.
All right.
So I don't know. I'm going to see if I'm a better person without my phone.
Do you want to hear what Taylor Swift sounds like as heavy metal? Yeah, of course you do.
I love when you put answers in my mouth for me. Okay, that's enough. Cut it off. I've had enough.
That's enough.
That's
of that.
Yeah, that Shake It Off is the heavy metal edition. From a channel I'm going to play something else from later called...
That's Doctor. Like, somebody put that together. Oh, yeah. She didn't, read
it. It is a YouTube channel called There I Ruined It, where somebody or a team of somebody's uses AI to remix different songs. Yeah. And it's very clever. We'll play another one.
Well, I got an idea for her. She should just record it that way herself and claim it and publish it and the whole thing. She'll make $1 million, like, in the first day. They'll all buy it. You watch.
Yeah. In fact, she has one record, Look What You Made Me Do, that I like. And the reason I looked up that one is because someone else did a heavy metal version of it. And that was cool enough that I went and looked at her other one.
Mm. Yeah, let's move on. I'm only on my second cup of coffee. I'm not sure I can handle this.
The one I'm going to play at our next break here is the AI version of Hank Williams singing Straight Outta Compton. And if you're not careful,
let's preview that one during the break.
No, it's fine. They bleep out all the bad stuff, but no, that one will probably improve your mood. Hmm. All right, so
I'll try anything.
Okay, so we have a case of students at Balboa High School in San Francisco going out on a protest in favor of the Palestinians, and I think it's pretty rich that in liberal San Francisco, this is how the kids are turning out. You know, the only thing parents have to do is keep their kids from gassing Jews. And that's it. I mean, everything else is, you know, we can talk about. But here we have a bunch of 16-year-old students running out of their classrooms with smiling teachers behind them. Saying awful things.
So they want more grandmothers raped and women killed and babies beheaded. Is that what...
Do they really, though? I don't think they are quite on top of what they're saying, that they're too young to really be thinking that hard.
Do you trust a 16-year-old with anything?
No. They're being influenced by adults who should know better. And that's why I think, you know, this is the ultimate fail of liberalism in general, is that you end up with kids who are literally the Hitler Youth now.
So is somebody going to drive around a truck with all their names on it so we know not to hire them?
Oh, probably. like they did at Harvard. Yeah, could be. No, this happened last week. There really hasn't been a lot of talk about it. There was a similar case in Berkeley with about 150.
Are you saying we broke the silence on this one?
Well, it was on Twitter, and then I haven't seen it picked up anywhere else.
Okay, because I didn't want to feel guilty for giving them press. If they've already gotten some press, then.
No, it's fine. I just find it incredibly delicious that the left has been calling the former president and Republicans in general Nazis for a long time now, going way back. It's a normal thing for them. And now here they are literally saying they want to kill Jews.
Well, I wonder if anybody has pointed out to them that they are aligning themselves with Hitler. I'd love to get through my life without anybody ever saying, you know, he was kind of like Hitler.
Yeah, right.
Which these kids can't say that now.
No, they can't. Greta Thunberg is also coming under fire for something very similar. She posted on Instagram with a sign saying, "Stand with Gaza." And she included a stuffed octopus in her post, which turns out to be some sort of anti-Semitic symbol used by the Nazis back in the war, where it was an octopus with their tentacles all around the world. It's like, well, this is what the Jews are doing. And so she had this little plushy toy, you know, blue octopus behind her. And when asked about it, she said, "Oh, this helps me with my autism." She's come under fire for that. She had to delete the post. And now, oddly enough, Israel has removed...
Didn't she get arrested?
She's been arrested two or three times. It's always a put-up job. frankly, I'll be excited.
Oh, so she can be the victim and
feel and, bad. And see, they let her out because, have you noticed, she looks like she doesn't shower. So they let her out real quick. but in Israel, the education ministry has said it will remove any reference to climate activist Greta Thunberg after she published a post over the weekend holding up an anti-Israel sign. So she's, you know, having a bit of a problem. And here comes the how dare you joke.
That's how dare you. You've taken my freedom, my childhood.
I wonder
if we could pass a law where you weren't allowed to have an opinion till you were 25. You think that would be controversial?
It would be controversial, but I think there'd be a lot of people who support it.
I mean, I'm all for liberty and free speech, but this is definitely the bad side of it. Like,
well, there was an author I like named Harlan Ellison. He died a couple of years ago, but he always said you have a right to an informed opinion, not just any opinion. And I think if we were going to pass a law like that, it should be, you know, one of the concepts should be that you actually have to understand what it is you're opining about.
Yeah. Well, back to what I always say, where's Dad?
Well, Dad, in this case, is in the closet chewing his fingernails, hoping nobody finds his NAMLA card. Because it's, you know, San Francisco.
Oh, scary. I'm not even referencing that last thing.
No, but yeah. Tell us more about your 25-year-old law here that you want to.
Do we get anything that's coherent or makes sense, logical, follows a train of thought from young people?
No.
I mean, I'm scared of them driving cars at 16. Really? I mean, we don't let them vote to a certain age.
We don't let them vote until they're 18.
We don't let them drink to a certain age. You can't rent a car until you're 25. And I think
it used to be 21.
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, I know before I was 25, I couldn't rent a car.
Yeah, because I had to rent one time and I was only 21. That's what I asked him. I said, I'm
21.
Yeah,
they changed that. You know why they changed that to 25?
Because
they figured out that people under 25 are irresponsible and can't be trusted, especially with something valuable, you know, with like the life of Jews. And so maybe you should shut your trap hole and keep your opinions to yourself. Well, why don't you work on math and science and learn some things first and go get a job? That's what I want. I want them to all go get a job, because at 25, I think that's like the age barrier, but then you have to qualify. I think you have to get a job. I think you have to wait tables for a little while where you take orders from someone else. You have to do exactly what in their worst condition when they're hungry, because those are the worst people on the planet, hungry people.
Right.
And once you've done that, I think we can add we can have a couple amendments to this bill when we push it through Congress. And then we might get some more sane things to talk about rather than clickbait. And, you know, why can these students at the high school, can they just go back to class?
Well, after they're done saving the world. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if they're so Gaza pro and want to, I think instead of going back to Balboa, how about they go to high school in Gaza? And then we'll see how their opinion is. Or they can go to high school in Israel in one of these towns that's been destroyed and everybody's been murdered. And I wonder how the U.S. hostages, or all the hostages at this point, how they feel about this opinion.
Sure.
Drives me nuts. It's like, we need some actual dads involved.
Ziggy, anything from you? We got 1 minute.
No.
No, you're just, okay.
He doesn't want to touch this.
Well, I feel like
he's got to be careful because there's a high schooler roaming around in his world. So if he, mine are all out of high school, so
I don't have any. So yeah, that's
I was close,
but none of mine are 25, and I've made it clear to him, I'm not super interested in your opinion about anything that's important. Really?
How'd they take it?
However I tell them to take it. You know, no, they give me all kinds of garbage, and then mom takes their side, and then I end up losing. Yeah,
of course. Okay. We're up on a break. Back after this.
Straight out of Compton, crazy mother named Ice Cube. From the gang called Fellers with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got assault off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you're with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out for the pump, mother. They're showing out when I'm in your neighborhood. You better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy, yes. As I leave, believe I'm something. I'm coming straight out of Compton. AK-47 is the tool. Don't make me act like a mother fool. Yo, weekly, monthly, yearly. And tell them dumb mother see clearly.
It's from a YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh.
A channel called There I Ruined It, Hank
it's
Williams.
It's like the hillbilly version of rap.
That's right. Made with
that
AI.
Was great.
Hang on, it's got a big finish.
Out of Nashville singing them crazy little rap songs. But my voice just don't quite belong. I'm so lonesome that I could cry. And nothing good will come from this AI.
So look them up on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's very, very entertaining.
I think I actually heard a gut bucket in there. That was awesome.
and that's your kind of music, Scott, right?
Pure gold. Yeah, hillbilly music.
Well,
yeah.
No, I meant the original version.
that was pretty rich right there.
That's good.
Liking that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So a follow-up to a story we covered a long time ago, Carly Russell. She was a lady who has now admitted to staging her own kidnapping. The story was that she, I believe, was in Atlanta, somewhere thereabouts, said that she saw someone grabbing a toddler off the street, so she jumped out of her car to go rescue the kid, wound up getting kidnapped, and so it was like, you know, a couple of white guys kidnapped me, and they let me go with her fruit roll-ups or whatever candy she had with her. Turns out she admitted the whole thing. Her story triggered a 49-hour-long search, and now she's being charged with falsely reporting to law enforcement officers and falsely reporting an incident. Both are misdemeanors. And as Scott said earlier, she's being charged with felony dumbass. She's currently out on bail. The whole story is a fake. She did not see a toddler on the side of the road. She wasn't kidnapped. She did not leave the Hoover area and acted alone, according to her attorney.
Acted alone. That's a
faces a maximum sentence.
Safe bet there.
Yeah, maximum sentence of up to a year and a fine of $6,000. She probably won't end up doing time, but anyway, yeah, she made up the whole thing. Just didn't learn from Jussie Smollett, and
I think she's going to be doing time for the rest of her life. That kind of stuff doesn't go away.
Well, true. Yeah, no one's going to forget. The internet doesn't forget. If she ever interviews for a job and they go to look her up, and then this is the first thing that's going to, you know, come up on the Google search.
Oh, no, she's years from now, like one of her grandkids is going to find out about, hey, grandma, did you? And this is never going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Right. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yes, the internet is forever. But I thought it was worth following up on, since that's one of the first things we talked about on a show that is now old enough to drink. What is this, our 23rd, 24th episode, I think?
I think we're up to 24.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that. I've got this other thing from the Daily Mail that Americans can't afford to retire, or a lot of Americans can't afford to retire. They are less American seniors, less financially secure than those in Canada, Australia, and most of Europe. So we are 22nd out of 47 countries for the Retirement Preparedness Index, which I didn't know existed. And
there's so much fake news out there, though.
I know, but it's lack of planning, et cetera. Of course, and this is all boomers, and boomers have spent all their money. They've even spent their kids' inheritance. They're going on cruises and buying big stuff and spending it like it's going
out of style. Half of America retired already?
I don't know.
Living on welfare and
something like that.
Medicare and
yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time coming up with any sympathy because, I mean, I know I might even know a couple of perhaps my parents are in this category. And it's like, well, gee, if you'd saved your money, you still wouldn't be working when you're 75, you know.
Yeah, well. It's like anything I ever wanted when I was a kid. Hey, Mom, Dad, can I get a... Yeah, yeah, you can. Well, really, when? When you get a job. When you make some money, the whole thing.
You save up for it.
Yeah. My dad did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need a car. I got to get a car. I'm 16. It's like, oh, there's a car right over there. That's my car. You want that car? I said, yeah. I thought he was going to give it to me. He's like, no, $500. What? I'm your kid. He's like, yeah, that's why it's only $500.
Yep. Yep.
I had to work for like a month or something like that.
You weren't, you saved 500 bucks in a month?
Well, I was working 40 hours.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, it was summertime and school's out.
I see.
Because I wasn't allowed to skip class.
And no one's allowed to skip class.
Paint skip my class on a piece of cardboard and stick it on a stick and march around the school. No, I had to actually be in class.
So. Well, I shouldn't say anything. I never skipped until I was 18 when they couldn't do anything to me anyway.
Don't worry, I think I skipped enough.
You skipped enough for all of us? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, they got to go get jobs and earn stuff. And
when they're over 70?
When you're anything. if you want something, if you want to retire, you got to earn the money.
You've got to
save the money or whatever.
Well, you know, the 70s and 80s, there was so much money going around that it was kind of like, you had the idea that it's always going to be there. And now suddenly it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I remember my first job, I think I made, I want to say it was like $1.75 an hour or $2.50 an hour or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Really low.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how long does it take you to save up money for anything?
I don't know. I couldn't save 500 bucks in a month, so I'm surprised you were able to. But then again, I was also spending it. So.
Well, if you can buy a foot-long Subway across the street for $2... You're living in a different era, so you're not spending as much, and it's all relative. Mm-hmm. But if you have to earn the money to save up to then buy something, then you value it more.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, if you spend all your money, it's okay. They'll live off of Social Security, and we'll all pay for it because we actually have jobs.
It's very little on Social Security, and when you're used to the extravagant lifestyle, that's why you're still working when you're 75. But what do I know?
No, you can go to In-N-Out Burger and you can get a burger for like $4.
Okay.
So it doesn't take that much.
I
mean, you don't get to go out to sushi every night.
Well, yeah. So I mean, you can buy
food.
Right. Well, I just find it odd. You're putting In-N-Out on the level of fine dining that.
No. I'm saying you can make it. I mean, all you need is $4. What's minimum wage right now? Isn't it like 18 something around like here?
Yeah, something.
So what do you got to? You got to work for like 15 minutes to earn a cheeseburger? You can live. Go get a job.
Well, they could be a greeter at Walmart or something.
Somehow I knew you were going there.
Why? Well, every time you go to Walmart, the greeter is always old.
I love them. They're great.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say they weren't.
They're nice.
I didn't say they were. I didn't say anything negative. I just thought I got to
be grumpy today.
No, the show can't afford two grumpy guys. All right, so I'm just going to pull back today, and you can be the grumpy one. And
no, you're going after my Walmart workers. Well, at least they're working.
Well, that's true.
You know what? The people that I love is they retire and that's they can matters. Afford to retire, mm-hmm. and they just get a retirement job, just to have something to do and be around people. Mm-hmm. And keep producing.
No,
that's
these,
wonderful.
These folks need a little bit more than that. So,
yeah. Masher Frasher. I'm Yosemite Sam today.
Okay.
I'll see Karn Sarnet, Masher Frasher.
See if I can find some YouTube audio of him. Well.
It'd be better than the Greta Thunberg stuff, that's for sure.
Well, no, she's finished. We're done with her.
Okay, so. Good.
How dare you.
Can everybody else stolen my childhood?
All right. Well, why don't we take a break? This was our 10-minute segment, so we can come back with our 15.
We'll be back. Okay. Just like Greta.
Craig and Scott and Ziggy on Radioslot.com.
And, yay!
And I guess we're going to keep the serious stuff going here. Well, by the time this airs, this news will be a week old. But it is significant for this morning, where Israeli troops, accompanied by tanks and armored engineering vehicles, are actually inside Gaza, carrying out raids, clashing with Hamas. And yeah, they're there to kill terrorists and prepare for the next phase, whatever that means.
It's been over 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long wait.
They've been warning them since that day.
You know, and I
need to leave.
There's been a lot going on those last 2 weeks, and I thought that the reason they were waiting was because they were afraid of Iran and Lebanon coming in and needed some sort of leverage on those other countries to keep them out of it. And then there's also a story where it was like military exercises in the last couple of years have shown that Israel doesn't have the army to handle two fronts. So if they had to take care of Gaza and trouble at the northern border, they were spread too thin. So I thought,
well, okay, they have trouble at the northern border. Hezbollah is shooting at them.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's what I mean. So they can't cover both sides because there's too many gaps that can be exploited. So I thought that's why they're waiting, or they're not going to go in at all. And then suddenly this morning, oh, there they are. So perhaps that...
Well, I think they've called up over 300,000.
Yeah, 300,000 at least.
325,000, I think, was the number I saw that they've called up to active duty now. So
right, but the exercises showed that it's still not enough. Yeah. So maybe they have made some changes since then.
Yeah, they're collecting intel and coming up with a plan of what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it. And I think they're legitimately giving time for Palestinians to leave.
And for them to get out, yeah. They've been warning more than 1 million Palestinians to evacuate.
I bet it helps that the U.S. has 3 Navy ships in the area now with all the supporting vehicles.
Yeah, Training Force 5, yeah.
Yeah, so they're...
Nothing.
They're going to... They got support.
That got nothing from either of you?
No.
Training Force 5?
No. No. Okay. I'm not touching that one.
Raids took place. Israeli air, naval, and ground forces, they launched overnight.
Monday morning. Their time, Monday morning.
Yeah, so...
His photo is, the sun's clearly up, so...
Right. 320 targets past 24 hours. So...
How many targets?
320.
Dang.
In the past 24 hours. So, yeah, that's... Anyway, it's a good start.
Good start. This is just going to get uglier and worse.
Worse before better.
Yeah, well, Israel released, I think it was 7 Hamas videos of torture that they've never released. They didn't actually release it. They brought reporters in and the press and let a group of them view what actually happened to their women, their grandparents, their children, and all this, so they could understand like what actually did happen, so that people understand why they are going after Hamas. And we've got to stop listening to the 16-year-olds who think that they're going after Palestinians. They're not.
No, I agree.
They're going after terrorists. And
well, but doesn't the Palestinian population support Hamas? They voted them in, after all. So, I mean, when you say they're just going after the terrorists, well, how do you know the civilians aren't so sympathetic that they're going to try to cause trouble too?
Well, we're getting bad press, and I think Israel's playing everything close to the vest because they don't want to give away any information as to what their plans are.
No, because they're...
But when the truth slowly comes out of what Hamas actually did, it's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make an argument on their behalf. Or for the Palestinians that supported them, let them be in power, let them stay in power. And, you know, they destroyed this hospital parking lot, the Hamas did, because they couldn't figure out how to make their rocket shoot correctly.
But worse than that, before we found out it only hit the parking lot, they said they hit the hospital, and they blamed it on Israel. Everybody ran with it was Israel's fault. For the first 24 hours of that story, until the sun came up, or at least until the sun came up and showed that the hospital was still there and that the bomb hit the parking lot and blew up like one car. Because, you know,
New York Times ran with the story and was going crazy.
Exactly.
You know, Israel had done this, 500 people dead. They shot a hospital, the whole thing.
Right. And with no...
Turns out it's totally fake.
With no confirmation. Yeah.
No confirmation.
The sun came up and the hospital was still there.
They took Hamas's press release and just ran with it.
So if Israel's playing close to the chest, this is why, because everybody's... Yeah.
Didn't New York Times get the Russian collusion wrong also?
New York Times gets a lot wrong.
They get the Hunter laptop wrong also.
How much time you got? We can list their sins all day.
Well, I think they should have an addition to their name. It should be the New York Lies All the Times. Okay. Lies at all times. New York Lies at all times is reporting fake.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's terrible, and people just run with it. You know, MSNBC,
yeah.
CNN.
Yeah, the I have
Washington been, Post.
I have been stunned at the anti-Israeli coverage, and just I'm just you know I mean because I mean Jews have been so protected since World War II. It's like now suddenly, you know, half the world's turning against them, and of course that reminds me of a few other things. But I'm just really surprised at the.
I remember being a kid in school and you're doing history and they would cover the world wars and Nazism and Hitler and what happened to the Jews and the Holocaust and the concentration camps.
Yeah, we all had to read Anne Frank's diary.
All the death camps. And I mean, I read books about The Sunflower is a great book. Simon Wiesenthal talks about, you know, his experience with this and the whole thing. And I remember as a kid, you know, single digit age, thinking to myself, well, at least I'm glad this could never happen again, because this was so bad. The world will remember, and they'll never do anything like this again. Right? I think we're in the beginning stages where we seem like we're headed back that direction.
Well, a certain segment, yeah. They're,
no, they have Muslims marching in the streets of Germany.
Right. But no, I mean, no.
Where genocide started for the Jews.
Right, but no, what you said there is...
And they're chanting, death to the Jews, kill the Jews.
Right, but...
In Germany, and Germany's got to figure out how to deal with this
but
now.
But those are Muslims, and the reason Germany has to deal with it is because they let them all in.
Yeah.
You know, Germany, France, I mean, all these countries that let the...
Like, come on in.
Yeah, so now all of a sudden they have a quote-unquote Muslim problem, and you're right, they have to find a way to deal with it. France wants to start deporting. That's not going to go well.
Have a law like that in the United States where if you are an immigrant and you promote terrorist activities, you're supposed to be deported. I'm waiting for the first one to get deported.
Well, we can deport AOC and Rashida Tlaib. And although I don't know if I want AOC deported. I just want her in my basement.
I'm gonna take the fifth on that one.
No, I can save her. I can turn her around. Give me a couple of nights. I'll have her saying, "Oh God," and vote a Republican.
No. I don't think that's the problem. Is you've got people. Their thinking is the only thing that matters. And it's a mess. And this is a human condition for as far back as we can go in civilization history. Mm-hmm. When you start to think that your thoughts are the only, your values are the only thing that matters, then you can do whatever actions you want. Yep. And if you do the opposite, where your actions are the only thing that matters and what you think is okay, you can think and say whatever you want, but your actions, well, that doesn't work either. You take any psychology class, you know, they'll tell you the most basic of studies, your thoughts and your actions are tied. Actions come from a motivation or an intrinsic belief. You can't separate the two, but you got all these ideologues and it's the right and not just the left.
Oh, for sure.
That are doing this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, there's always multiple variables in your equation. Yeah. You can't just throw things out or ignore them. AOC.
So if actions and thoughts are tied in, so what we're seeing, the action we're seeing from the left now is a part of their DNA then. So this is, despite what they've said in the past, what they verbalize, you know, peace, love, etc. Now suddenly when it really becomes time to back that up, they actually revert to how they really are, which is get rid of this group of people because reasons. Do I understand that correctly then?
I think so. I mean, the problem is it's convoluted, you know, and it always will be. That area of the world is predicted to be the end of the world, that place.
Well, because that's where it began and that's where it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have half the world against Israel. What's it going to take to get the other half? Because then that really
I don't think anybody's switching sides. I think that's is the conflict, is that both sides will escalate and escalate, and we're going to end up having a conflict unless we can get some dads involved. Everybody go back to your room, get a timeout.
Yep. Think about what you did.
What are you sorry for? And that's the thing. Nobody's sorry for anything anymore. Mm-mm. Okay, we've covered it. We solved that one.
Okay.
All right, on to the next one.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I had any follow-up there, and I don't. But let's see. Let's do COVID. It's turned people into boot-licking sheep, and now they're hoarders, too.
What, you mean like toilet paper? Oh, they hoard the toilet paper?
No, I just mean that like on the show Hoarders, they got the house full of junk. Pre-COVID, around 2% of people were hoarders. That shot up to 4%. Hoarding disorder is its own diagnosis, but linked to obsessive compulsion. This is in the Daily Mail in England. Hoarding has become more common during the COVID pandemic, and experts pin the blame on a combination of anxiety, grief, and the ease of one-click shopping. More extreme than a tendency to hold on to a few trinkets for sentimental value or stocking up on a few extra packages of toilet paper, hoarding behavior is often a symptom of more severe anxiety or obsessive compulsive issues, which, you know, it's a mental problem. And I think one thing COVID really did well was expose all of the mental problems on both sides. The ones that were, you know, all the maskers who wanted to follow the rules and all the non-maskers who were going to flaunt the rules. You know, it's like everybody displayed their various mental issues, right, Ziggy? But I'm trying to draw you in here because
I'm looking at these pictures like, I don't know how ready I'll be for lunch after seeing some of this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I did not see the pictures. Yeah, so here we have a picture of a house full of it's basically looks like a dump.
Yeah.
Just a big pile of trash.
No, COVID didn't just, you know, bring anxiety and depression. It also created a whole bunch of genders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So are we surprised by this, that, you know, an extreme reaction to quote-unquote deadly event has led people to live in piles of junk now? And
well, extreme experiences lead to extreme actions. People are going to try new stuff. Wow. When you tell them 2 weeks to slow the spread, and it becomes three and a half years.
Yeah.
You know, you stop trusting them, and you start turning to other things. You know, and when it's lies and stuff that you can't prove or you can disprove with your own simple experience, you start thinking, I got to collect things and protect myself. And
a psychologist in Minneapolis, Dr. David Nathan, he said, as the pandemic was a very difficult experience for all involved, we saw increased rates of stress reactions, and that includes increases in hoarding behavior. Well, add stress to anxiety, et cetera, and I guess maybe.
Well, if you know prices of everything's going up, then it's like, well, let me buy as many of them as I can right now at a low price. And
this doesn't have much. I don't know if that is the whole story, though. It's like they're just holding on to all the clutter and letting the clutter build up. And
we're looking at the bottom 1% probably. Like we're taking pictures of scare tactic kind of stuff.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
And somebody buys that many dog bones. You see the photo with the boxes of dog bones?
That's insane.
I mean, how many dog bones do you need?
A cage is bending in.
Somebody's not right. And I think it speaks to sanity, because the scamdemic messed with everybody's sanity more than anything.
Well, for most.
Scientists aren't using science. Mm-hmm. You know, trustworthy experts aren't giving you true information. And then families are turning on each other and reporting each other and all this. And it's just...
Yeah. The irony is I don't know if you remember the beginning of it when people were trying to put the positive spin on the lockdown. Oh, it's a time to slow down.
Oh, I do remember that.
We're going to work on loving each other.
Yeah. Well, then pretty much, very soon.
Yeah, that was a lie.
I had a big argument with my mother over the vaccine. Yeah. It was it was not a fun time.
No.
So.
Well, and if you're not supposed to take the vaccine because you have doctor's orders, because those people exist, but they won't say a thing,
right?
Because it's so politically incorrect. Mm-hmm. And the doctors that know, hey, what this is going to do to your blood pathology and your certain medical condition, you can't do this. Those doctors won't speak up because you got people, you know, everybody signing the petition and, you know, well, Fauci said, so I'm signing it too, you know, and you come to find out he's funding the thing that got leaked.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I know. And with that, we're up on a break. So we'll come back.
I'm going to start hoarding too.
You don't have room.
It's true. True.
Back after this. Greg and Scott on Radioslot.com, back for our post-game wrap-up. So what do we think?
Our post-game is brought to you by authority.
Okay.
I want to know who's an authority in your life outside of yourself. This is the problem we have with 16-year-olds or activists or publications, politicians. And it's really the human condition. Kids grow up and they want their independence. And we want to teach them independence and give them more freedoms and so that they can get better. They have to learn how to balance responsibility with authority. And that they have responsibility does not mean that they are an authority. And that's where I think the disconnect is happening on most of these stories. They start to think that they are the authority.
So that's where you're going, because I was thinking, well, when you mentioned authority, I thought maybe somebody directing them or answering, or they answer to somebody. But you're talking about a personal authority, a personal responsibility, and
we're all going to answer to someone at some point, whether we like it or not. Yeah. We have to recognize who are the authorities in our life. Who do we want to be authorities in our life? Who do we give authority to in our life? And we have to test who those people are or entities to see if they're trustworthy. And the problem that we're having with most of these stories, I think, is it's a combination of science, real science, actual science, history, and experience. And when you ignore either one of those three, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And the problem with people who are uninformed or lack life experience or have not taken enough history or experienced enough history, they start coming up with their own ideas. And the problem with that is then they can justify themselves as the authority. And if you're 16 and you think you're an authority, you're going to come up with some really weird stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying
to... Lord of the Flies is what it is.
I know. And I'm trying to think back on... You know, when I was that age, I mean, of course, I was the Alex P. Keaton in school. You know, I mean, I was, you know, and it's like that.
No way, you had perfect hair?
No, I didn't. No, it was curly hair. I had an afro. but it's like, I can't remember how I learned those concepts. I do remember.
Actual science.
They've just kind of been a constant where I've known about, I mean, maybe it was listening to too much Rush Limbaugh. I don't know. But personal responsibility and stuff like that was something that grew with me as I grew up.
Yeah, when you're young, those are projected to you by actual authorities.
Right. And
the more capable you become, more independent you become, more resources, expendable income, those kind of things, experience, then you start thinking, well, oh, I'm becoming an authority. And that's good. It's a good process as long as you hold space for other authorities in your life, because we're pack animals. We need to play nice with the other side and the other kids in the sandbox, and we need to make room for other people. What you're doing when you do that is you're giving them some authority.
Right.
And what's happened with Scamdemic and some of these other things is people aren't trusting authorities, and they haven't replaced them with another authority in their life. And so they're becoming the default authority. And when everyone does what's right in their own eyes, well, it's all you're all over the board. And you're not going to get consensus.
Yeah, it's just,
we can't even elect a House Speaker.
No, I know that's, you know,
because no one's
don't bring that
willing to let someone else be an authority.
That's
like, we don't want to give away power. That's a bad thing.
Next episode, we don't have the time. But as someone who grew up with, you know, learning about authority and all that, as I grew up, you know, it's hard for me to understand why other kids don't have that or didn't have that.
Yeah.
And but anyway, good points overall.
Starts with dad. Where is he?
I was going to say, need more dads.
What kind of dad was he? That kind of stuff. Mom, too.
Yeah. All right.
Takes two to tango.
Yeah. Well, it's Drake and Scott and Ziggy on Radioslot.com. That's it for this week. And we might have a sponsor soon, so we got to talk about that a little bit.
We might have a Speaker of the House soon, too.
Yeah.
Not.
I'm more interested in what money will make reading commercials, but we can talk about that later. We'll see you next week.